Hey everybody, thank you for joining me today. This is Marianne and welcome to my podcast. So today I would like to talk about the power of the spoken word. You see, many of us, especially, let me use Kenya because this is where I'm at, and I relate to a lot of people in this nation, and we have a habit of speaking about January. You know, January is the first month of the year after the festivities of December, and we all have these long-running jokes of 90 days. You know, January has 90 days, and that we're broke and we don't have anything, we're struggling, everyone, there's no money, basically. There's no money in January, so you'll expect people to start saying, oh, we're not eating meat in January, it's broke. I mean, we're broke, there's no money. We're just trying to put it together, we're trying to survive until the 90 days of January are over. And we laugh out about it, we laugh out loud, and we've taken it to be a norm. Like, hey, it's okay for people to think that it's hard, it's okay for people to complain that there's no money, there are no jobs, everything is difficult. We've made it so mainstream that it's become acceptable even in church for people to complain. There are those who go like, yeah, we're fasting, and we're fasting because we're broke anyway. Might as well fast and maybe pray. And what are you praying while you're fasting? What are you praying about while you're fasting? Well, not many people will be able to give an answer to that. But the point I'm trying to make here is, and today I'd like for us to really, really stop and become aware that every word that we speak has the capacity to build, has the capacity and has so much inner power within it that it becomes, it builds, it forms a life, and it gives birth to exactly what you've spoken. Every word you speak has life. And there's this experiment that was done, was it by the Chinese or the Asians? But let's just say there's this water crystal research that was done, experiment that was done, and they were putting water crystals on one jar and water crystals on another jar, and then they would every day, you know, on this jar they're speaking positive words and speaking beautiful words and speaking affirming words, and on this other jar they're kind of cursing and just discouraging and speaking negativity. And we are told the results of that experiment was that the jar that had people speak positive words, kind words, and everything had beautiful crystals, and the other had deformed crystals. I mean, go Google, it's there on the internet. These are research that's out there. And you can imagine the words having an effect on crystals. The same has been done even on plants. And you realize that the more you speak positive and good words and kind words, the plant thrived. And the other one, it did not thrive, it withered. Do you see where I'm going with this? Do you realize how important the words of our mouth are? Do you realize that life and death is right at the tip of our tongue? That every time you look at your situation and you go like, well, I'm poor, you know, since, you know, us guys, I was about to say in Kiswahili, in Swahili, because those will always say, oh, you know, us we are hustling, you know, we are the hustlers. And we think it's cool to call yourself a hustler. How is that cool, really? I think you need to first look up the dictionary meaning of the word hustler before you start to associate with the hustlers. It doesn't matter what the street definition is. It doesn't matter what everyone says they are. What matters is, do you understand the depth and the magnitude and the power of the words that you're speaking. One over your life. What do you say? Do you look at yourself and are you constantly hating on yourself? And you have people that have so much self-hate that every time you look at yourself in the mirror, you're always thinking, yeah, look at that nose. It's so huge and ugly. Why is it like that? You look at your eyes. There's something about your eyes that you want to criticize. You look at your mouth or your lips and you're always saying something negative about it. You're looking at your skin and you're always talking about how bad it looks and you're wishing it would be different. There are people who go as far as, I hate my body. You know, they say such things. And you know, the thing is that the more you speak about it, the more you look in the mirror and hit the reflection that's looking right back at you. It's not even rocket science. The more you dislike it, it doesn't get better by the day. No, it doesn't get better than the day. By the day, you won't get to a point and feel like, oh wow, I used to hate my nose. Suddenly I woke up feeling love. No. You choose to speak life. You choose to speak. You choose to speak good things over you. You do not have to be perfect, actually. What is perfection? No, it's not what we read on the magazines. It's not what's plastered by the models on the magazine. That's not what perfection is. Perfection is you right there. Perfection is in understanding that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Perfection is in knowing that you might be having a particular skin tone, but that is the most beautiful skin tone you could ever have worked in. Perfection is in knowing that if as a lady you don't wear high heels to be tall so you look like a model. You wear because you like, because you're okay with your height. You don't have to be 5'6". You could be 5 inches or 5'2" or 5 whatever. It doesn't matter how tall, how short you are. You are okay just as you are. And it's time for you to begin looking at yourself in the mirror and begin to appreciate the person that God created you. Begin to appreciate the DNA that formed you, the features that you carry. You cannot live this life as though you're going to get another body in the near future. The body that you've been given is meant to carry you through these 80 years of your lifetime here on earth. Can you appreciate your feet? They carry you. You walk around in those feet and you've never maybe at any one point had issues with your legs or with your feet. Why are you hating on them? Why are you hating on your hands or your arms? Why are you hating on your body? Is it because you're comparing yourself to other people and you begin to think that their body is better than your body? As much as you might admire that other person, you don't use their teeth to eat. You don't use their lips to speak. Their tongue to speak, rather. You don't use their hands to do the work. You don't borrow their mind to do anything. Realize that however much you might admire that other person, that's them, and you don't even know what they've gone through, the extent they've gone to achieve what they have achieved in their body. Appreciate your short legs. Appreciate your short stature. Appreciate your light skin, your dark skin. Appreciate that you're slender and petite. Appreciate that you're a big body. Appreciate your plus size. Appreciate you. Appreciate who you are. Your plus size is a blessing. It's not a curse. It's not the thing that takes away from you. No, your body is not the thing that takes away from you. Your body is the tent or the building in which your soul and spirit live. And moving on from your body, because you see, once you learn to appreciate and speak beautiful and kind words to yourself, you'll begin to speak the same over your business, over your work. And you'll stop complaining and saying business is bad and that people are not paying and that we are just going to be broke and that we're not going to make it. We're lucky if we make it. You will stop speaking like that because you see, it's not kind. It's not even true. The truth is you're blessed. That's the truth. And that's the truth that should stand. That's the truth that you should walk in. That's the truth that you should stand by. Speak that truth over your business. Go over and begin to decree that your clients are blessed, that their finances are blessed, and that they are going to come to you, and that they are going to pay value for the service or the product that you're offering. You know, begin to speak a blessing over your employment. Bless your employer. Bless the place where you work. Begin to speak a blessing. Begin to look at life from a different perspective. And this is the speaking right perspective. Begin to speak right, really, over your church, over this nation. It's not the time for us to begin to cry and say, oh, you know, we're doomed. The locusts are coming and it's going to be a plague and we're going to have drought and we won't have food and things will be really bad. No, don't look at it that way. Begin to speak and superimpose the word of God over the situation. Remember that God is merciful, and that when people turn to God and when people genuinely turn their hearts back to God, He is so merciful, He is so kind and loving, and He forgives. He forgave the city of Nineveh. That city had been judged already, and the prophet was sent to speak the judgment. And he cruised through the entire city for 3 days speaking judgment. And then he sat and waited to see the judgment fall. But what the prophet didn't realize is that the people of God, the people turned their hearts genuinely to God and they repented of their evil. And God in heaven looked at the heart and he said, no, you know what? The judgment that was speaking over these people, I'm going to pass it. I'm not judging them. No, I won't judge them. I forgive them. And that's a thing that we should also look and speak as a nation. That there are those who say the locusts are a sign of plague and judgment. And I'm not even going to argue with that. But what I'm going to say is, then can we repent and seek God and turn to God with all our hearts? And believe that the God that loves us, God is not eager and quick to kill, to destroy. That's not God. That's the enemy. That's what the devil does. God doesn't do that. The devil is the one that steals, kills, and destroys. But what God does is give us life in abundance. And we have to look at God and understand His perspective, understand His ways, and understand that, yes, our people may turn their hearts from God. But honestly, if we repent, if we turn back to God, He is so just, He is so faithful, He is a good, good Father. He will forgive us. He will show mercy on us and on our nations. And that's a thing that we should consider. And that's a thing that we should constantly talk about. That's a thing that we should constantly speak about. Let's speak life. Let's speak that there's peace within our borders. Let's speak that there's plenty in our borders. Let's decree that we're going to have leaders in this nation that represent God's will over our lives. That we will have leaders that, you know, that characterize wisdom, that have the fear of God, that are eager to serve people. Leaders that are not quick to, you know, line their pockets with the public funds, but rather leaders that will go the extra mile to ensure that services reach the very last one of us, no matter how far the constituency, the county, or the village is. And all this will be achieved the minute we begin speaking what God speaks about us. We have to change our perspective. We have to change how we speak. We have to change how we speak about our president. And we need to begin to speak words of life over him. We need to begin to speak that he's a man of wisdom, that he's a man that has the Spirit of God upon him, that he has the best interests of Kenya at heart, that he's going to do incredibly amazing things even as he finishes his tenure as the president of Kenya. We speak life to the president, Uhuru Kenyatta, and we decree that he's blessed, and we decree that he's surrounded by the right people. He's the best president that we could have in this time and in this season. It does not matter what we see. It does not matter the circumstances around, but we know that he is the best president that God could give us. And we speak energy and we speak encouragement to him. And we decree that he rises up. He rises up in the power of God to govern this nation in the fear of God and even to lead us back to God. Those are the things we need to be speaking. And you know, there's something that I came to realize, that it's out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. That if you don't feel good about yourself, you'll never speak good about any person, anything. You cannot speak any good thing about any situation, any person. It will always be negative. Why? Because this negativity is from you. It's stemming from your spirit and from your heart. Therefore, for you to begin speaking right, and to understand there's so much power in the words that you're speaking, you need to first start by speaking life to you. You need to look at yourself in the mirror and realize, wow, you're the best thing that happened on earth. Oh, yes, you need. Yeah, you need. That's about being cocky. I think it's just having a healthy appreciation on the person that God has called you to be. You look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, yes, you know what? I am beautiful. I am beautiful. I am wonderful. You look at yourself and at your hands and say, the work of my hands are blessed. I can never be disenfranchised. I can never be disadvantaged. I am blessed. Because the more you keep speaking those things, like we said earlier, words have a life of their own. And they will grow and mature and birth. And they will birth exactly what you've been speaking. And so, we can safely say that maybe we are where we are because of the words we've been speaking. Probably we've limited our lives with the very words that we've been speaking. We have not achieved the much we could and the much we have the potential to achieve, because we've constantly second-guessed ourselves. We have spoken as such. We have totally disqualified ourselves from God's best. And so my message today is so simple and so clear. It's just, mind the words. There's so much power in the spoken word. Don't go calling people stupid and foolish. Don't go insulting people and calling them cats and dogs or monkeys and cows and all that. And sometimes you think it's funny when you're calling someone a cow. Oh, how do you compare a human being to an animal? There's no comparison. And those things we take as jest, actually they're some of the most important things. How you just sometimes talk to a person and you insult them while talking to them. It's not funny, by the way. I personally don't find it funny. Because you're cursing a person right there as you laugh with them. Or someone is cursing at you as you joke and high-five them. It's not funny. No, it is serious like that. It's serious. The words that come out of our mouth, they are spirit, they are life. Why? Because even the words of Jesus Christ, the words that he spoke, he said, my word that I speak to you, it is spirit and it is life. I don't know why we think that our words are any less powerful. I do not understand that. But let's walk in this understanding and in this revelation that there's so much power in the spoken word. Don't be the person that gets caught up with just speaking anything that comes, but rather filter the words. Ask yourself, what I'm speaking, would I be happy if it, you know, if it got its life and burst? Would I be happy with a child that would be born out of these words that I'm speaking? Would I be happy with what I am saying? Ask yourself that. And consider changing those words that you've been speaking. Begin to speak life. Begin to speak what God speaks over you, over your nation, over your business, over your life. God bless you. As always, it's a pleasure to have this conversation with you, walk this journey with you. Once more, thanks for tuning in today. My name is Marianne, and you know what? You're cut out to sow, you're cut out to win. Win, win, win. May you sow. I love you. Jesus loves you even more. Continue to be amazing. Continue to be great. Goodbye.